Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Empowering Her. I'm Melody Pormerati, and I'm your hostess for this show. If you're new, welcome. This show is all about empowering ourselves, paying it forward to our next generation, learning that truly to live an empowered life, we need to tap into our own PowerPoint, and it's always available to us. It's always accessible to us. And we will always be exploring themes here that will help us to locate that inner source of all the things that we typically tend to look for outside of ourselves. And we just need to take that finger and point it back on the inside and share that, you know what? Everything you need is already inside of you. No need to go looking outside for it. So those are kind of the themes that we explore. For those who are returning, welcome back. It is always such a joy to have this conversation. And when you send me emails and you write your reviews and you share the themes that like we explored here that did something for you, that made you feel good, that made you feel seen. Well, that's everything for me. That makes me feel like the work that we're doing here is on point, and it gives me the motivation to keep going. So, as you will notice, I am still fighting a sinus infection, but that's not going to stop me. It's never going to stop me. Like a lot of people always say to me, like, it's so interesting how you will just record your podcast no matter where you are. And I'm like, yeah, because you know what? I made a commitment to myself. I made a commitment to this community 4 years ago when I started the podcast. And I'm not gonna let, you know, a change of location or a cold or a sinus infection stop me, right? Like I have recorded podcast episodes in the doctor's office. So it's kind of like that whole feeling of like forget perfection. It doesn't need to be perfect. It needs to be. We just need to show up. We need to show up for ourselves. We need to show up for our people. That's the magic that we get to create when we're willing to do something messy. So, I hope you like these like little riffs that I go on. I explore the themes of like my own week because, like, life is what's happening when you leave your house, when you connect with other people, when you observe the world around you, when you're here for the lessons, here for the messages. And that's really what it is. And so that's what I bring to you each week. And that's what's lighting me up today. There are other times when I have guests. But today's conversation is going to be about a few different things. The first thing is about meaningful conversations. So I was getting a mammogram, my yearly mammogram. PSA, if you haven't had your mammogram yet, time to schedule it. Please make sure you go on time every year. Please, please, please. It is so important. It's important that we're checking ourselves, but that we're also going in. So I was in the waiting room for my mammogram. And you know what we do in waiting rooms, right? Like, you know what we do all the time. We pull out our phones and we scroll Instagram or we get some work done or we respond to emails. And like by doing that, our head is down and we're completely disconnected from anyone and anything around us unless someone breaks us out of our trance and asks us a question, right? So I had shown up in the waiting room and I was eager to return some emails. I was like, okay, I've got some time here. They had told me that they're running like half an hour late and I was early. So, like, I'm such an early bird. So, I was there like 20 minutes early. And then they tell me they're running half an hour late. So, I've got some time to play with, right? So, I'm like sitting there, I'm gonna respond to some emails. And a woman breaks me out of my trance and she asks me a question in the waiting room and she asks me something about the sonogram versus the mammogram and do I do both and what and I was like and I'll be honest, like there was a second where I was like, oh my goodness, I have to have a conversation right now. Like I was like really locked into getting some work done. And I made a like really intentional decision in that moment. Like when this woman asked me that question, even though that's all she had asked up until that point, I made a really intentional decision to put my phone down, to look at her in the eye, to answer her, right? Because we are humans after all, right? I answered her question, and then somehow the question turned into a philosophical discussion about life, about death, about healing. And it was just so lovely to, and like, if you listen to the podcast or if you know me, you know that I like to go deep fast. And I feel like by being open to a conversation, I was rewarded with the kind of conversation that's so juicy and delicious for me, where we go like, we start having a meaningful discussion. We're not talking about the weather, right? We're not talking about surface stuff that doesn't matter, that we're not really listening to or paying attention to what we're saying. But we talked about things that mattered. And it was just so funny because so I don't know how it came up that I was a life coach. And so I had this beautiful conversation with her. And then as soon as she was called in, I was still in the waiting room. And then the lady next to me had listened to our conversation. So she was like, oh, I hear you're a life coach. And she started talking. I'm like, I could be giving like a full coaching seminar on how to step into our own power in this waiting room. So it was like, it was just very funny. When you just show up raw and real and open, possibilities come up. They both asked me for my information to do coaching with me. But like, it was just funny because I was so not there for that. I was there to get my mammogram and get my sonogram and get out. But instead, I was engaged in these two beautiful conversations because I was willing to step outside of what I typically do, which is scroll through my phone, and I know you do it too. Come on, I see you. And I would bet that as you're listening to this episode, you're doing something else, right? We're multitasking. We're just so locked in to doing as much as we can do in any given time. We're almost like numbing out. I've really caught myself numbing out with my phone because there are things I don't want to see or feelings I don't want to feel. Tell me if that's you too. So I'm going to go back to the conversation and then we could talk a little bit more about the numbing out because it's so important. So one of the conversations we got into with the first woman in the waiting room, we started talking about, as I mentioned, death. And we started to, and it was funny because she like had her mammogram and then she went into another waiting room for her sonogram. And then we finished part of our conversation. And then when I got called in for my mammogram, she was waiting for her sonogram. So we continued, this was like a three-part conversation, right? And we had spoken about what happens after we die, right? Like what happens? And I was sharing with her my perspective and how I feel like our bodies are truly simply a container for our spiritual being, for our souls. And there comes a time, whether it's through illness or old age or God forbid an accident, where our bodies are no longer a container for our soul. And so the body no longer exists, but the soul still does. And so I was sharing that that's my perspective. And she was sharing her perspectives, which were also fascinating and so interesting to hear. And what I said to her is like, I don't know why people throw so much shade at each other for their belief systems, especially about what happens. Like, I think sometimes religion teaches us that it's this way or it's this way and you go to heaven or you go to hell. I believe it's just like a way of controlling us and trying to tell us how to feel and what to see. When really, I think that all spirituality comes from what we want to know, what we want to feel, what we want to believe. I want to live in a world where I believe that the afterlife is even better than this life, right? I want to live in a world where I believe that death is not a scary thing. Those are the things that, you know, make me live in this life in the best way that I know how to. I'm not looking at the next life as like, a punishment or validation that I was a good person in this life. I just look at the next life as like an amazing place. And I don't fear death. I truly don't. I fear what will happen to the people around me who love me, but I don't fear death. And I have a very comfortable understanding about that. And like, so that gets me through the day. What gets you through the day? What is your spiritual journey? Who is like, do you believe in God? Do you believe in the universe? Do you believe in the God within you? Like, you get to choose. Like, don't ever let someone tell you that you have to believe what they believe. You get to believe whatever makes this life feel the fullest for you. So we got into that deep conversation about life and death and the people we leave behind and the conversations we get to have here before we go to the next world, right? Before we make our transition. And again, so like the reason I say this is let's be open for the meaningful conversations. Like today, this week, this month, this year, how can you be more present for connection? How can you be more present for the little glimmers and the unknowns that will make themselves over to you if you're just present for them, right? So me putting my phone down was me saying to the universe, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm present. I'm ready for something great. And two great conversations came my way, and I was so very grateful. And truly, I'm still like, this is the day after, 24 hours later, I'm still lifted up from the beauty of the conversations that took place that I said a universal yes to that showed up for me. So that's number one. The other thing I really wanted to talk about, these are just all things that come up, and so I just want to address them because I feel like that's where my best content comes from real life stuff. So when we're sitting at home, when we're not going anywhere, when we're not experiencing anything, it's really, really hard to show up for the lessons of the world. And look, I finally went out after like 4 days of being isolated in the house because I wasn't feeling well, and like it was just such a gift. So talking a little bit about our next generation, right? Our next generation, like as I go through this whole thing with college and with my daughters, and they haven't accepted anywhere yet. They've gotten a bunch of acceptances they're trying to figure out. They've also gotten, no's from some of the schools they wanted to go to. That's just life, right? We're going through it all together. But as I learn about the process, I learned that, when you find a roommate, you find out their name, you look them up on Facebook and on Instagram, you check them out, you kind of like do a deep dive into who this person is through social media. And as I was talking to my daughters about this, I was like, my goodness, like by just judging this person by what you see on social media, which we all know is just like curated for, our highlight reel. It's curated for what we want other people to see of us. None of it is real. It's all smoke and mirrors. And so we are judging our potential future roommate by what they look like, what they show on social media, how they want us to perceive them. And I thought to myself, and I said to my girls, I was like, I named a few of my really close friends from high school and college. And I was like, if I had just judged these people by the way they look in a photo, I don't know if I've ever would have been friends with them, right? Like, you don't see the soul of a person when you go on Instagram and look them up. You just don't see the soul of a person in that way. And so I sat and like described each of my friends for them and like what I loved about them and the gifts that they brought to my life and like the richness they brought to my experience in high school and college. And I was like, I would be missing out on all of this. I would rob myself of these beautiful friendships if I had sat and judged these girls by a photo. I might have said, she's too this and she's too that, and she'll never be friends with me and she's too cool for me, right? We never would have been friends. So just like a message to ourselves and to our next generation, like stop. Like, let's get out of ego. Let's get out of that ego voice. Let's get out of fear. Let's step into love. Let's step into meaning and connection and remember that we deserve to get to know the soul of a person, and they deserve to be known for who they truly are and not the way they are perceived in a photo. That is not real. It's just not the real world. And we gotta like change things up. We gotta just shake ourselves sometimes and shake our kids and be like, hey, hun, like just, you know, I know that like this is the world that you live in, but I just wanna like give you a different perspective. Do what you will with it, but like, just here's my two cents. And I really do feel like I did shake my daughters with love when I said that to them. And I was like, call this person up. Like, arrange a FaceTime, get to know them, talk to them. Like, it's not their face that you're going to be living with for however many months, right? For like 8 months of the year. It's their heart, it's their words, it's their connection. So talk to them, and see, is this someone I connect with? Is this someone I want to wake up to every morning, right? Like, is this someone who I can picture having meals with and sharing my, you know, my days with? And then let's decide if this person is going to be a good match for me. So that's another lesson that came through. And finally, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this idea of saying to girls, like, you need to marry rich, you need to marry well, right? This is another side conversation I had with a friend this week. And it was like, when we tell girls that they need to marry rich, we're basically telling them that they do not have the capacity or the capability of living their own abundant lives and providing for themselves and going after careers that set them up for financial stability. When we tell them to marry rich, we're basically telling them someone else is going to do that for you because you can't do it. So let's get a little bit clear about the messaging we give to girls about who their life partner is going to be. And it starts really young. I've heard it as young as like 2 years of age being said to a young girl. Yes, I'm not joking. Let's ask girls to marry someone who makes them feel special, someone who can really see them for who they are, someone who calls forth the best parts of them, someone who they love spending time with, someone who they share passions with. But please, let's stop asking girls to marry rich, because that's just cutting them off from their own power source. And asking them to look outside of themselves for all the things that they deserve to be able to provide for themselves. So I hope this episode served you. I hope you like this little, like it's like a Dear Diary Mel, little reflections on my week. I know that I'm really enjoying and like lit up by sharing these with you. A few announcements before I end this episode. As you know, I've opened up just a few spots for my private coaching programs. I love coaching. It's where my entire journey began. It's what fills me up. So does Girl Life. Like, I love all the things I do. And as you've heard me say before, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur and loving every minute of it because I thrive on variety. And so I am so here for working with like motivated women who are ready to call themselves out on their own BS. Whether you want to join me for one-on-one like life coaching, where we curate the life of your dreams, where we really like look at the limiting beliefs you've had until now and just set you up to finally, like finally live that life that you know is there for you. You just haven't been able to find your way to it. Or my business coaching program, where we work one-on-one on your passion project, your podcast, your book, a business that you're looking to put out into the world. I will be your guide, your cheerleader, your support system. I will be your business bestie to help you get that off the ground. My coaching programs come with Voxer support, so unlimited Voxer support between sessions, lots of masterminding together on what it is that we're working on, Zoom sessions, and you also get a bunch of my courses as part of my business coaching and life coaching programs. So If this speaks to you, like I said, there are limited spots. Set up a discovery call to learn more. I will jot everything down in the show notes, but I am lit up by this. I'm excited to call in the right women to work with me. And if that's you, you'll know when you look at the two pages that I will link below. Thank you for being here for this episode. I feel lighter and better just having shared these things with all of you. If this episode spoke to you, share it on social, tag me at Girl Life Empowerment. This is a service that I provide with my whole heart, but by leaving reviews and sharing on social, you help me to amplify the message. So thank you in advance. I love you all. I'll talk to you soon.